Consider the following property of knowledge. If you expect that you'll know tomorrow with certainty that your boyfriend has been cheating on you all this time, then you know today with certainty that your boyfriend is cheating on you and will take action today, say by grabbing a pair of scissors and angrily cutting all his Ferragamo ties in half. You won't tell yourself, "This is what I'll figure out tomorrow," but today is different, so I'll ignore the information and have a pleasant dinner. This point can be generalized to all forms of knowledge. There is actually a law in statistics called the law of iterated expectations, which I outline here in its strong form. If I expect to expect something at some date in the future, then I already expect that something at present. Consider the wheel again. If you're a Stone Age historical thinker called on to predict the future in a comprehensive report for your chief tribal planner, you must project the invention of the wheel, or you'll miss pretty much all of the action. Now, if you can prophesy the invention of the wheel, you already know what a wheel looks like, and thus you already know how to build a wheel, so you're already on your way. The black swan needs to be predicted. But there is a weaker form of this law of iterated knowledge. It can be phrased as follows. To understand the future to the point of being able to predict it, you need to incorporate elements from this future itself. If you know about the discovery you're about to make in the future, then you have almost made it. Assume that you're a special scholar in medieval university's forecasting department, specializing in the projection of future history, for our purposes, the remote 20th century. You would need to hit upon the inventions of the steam engine, electricity, the atomic bomb, and the internet, as well as the institution of the airplane onboard massage and that strange activity called the business meeting, in which well-fed but sedentary men voluntarily restrict their blood circulation with an expensive device called a necktie. This incapacity isn't trivial. The mere knowledge that something has been invented often leads to a series of inventions of a similar nature, even though not a single detail of this invention has been disseminated. There's no need to find the spies and hang them publicly. In mathematics, once a proof of an arcane theorem has been announced, we frequently witness the proliferation of similar proofs coming out of nowhere, with occasional accusations of leakage and plagiarism. There may be no plagiarism. The information that the solution exists is itself a big piece of the solution. By the same logic, we're not easily able to conceive of future inventions. If we were, they would have already been invented. On the day when we're able to foresee inventions, we'll be living in a state where everything conceivable has been invented.